Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Nick, can you give us a bit of a rundown as to what you guys are expecting today?
Well, today we're just going to hear from interested candidates about why they think that they would be best suited to represent the Republican Party in New York's 27th Congressional District. We've got a wide variety of elected officials and other political leaders from around the district that are going to come in here and speak to the eight county chairs. We're looking forward to it. I think that we have a great field, I don't think we'll have any pure conclusions here today, but this is the first step in a process.
What's the format that you guys are doing the interviews in?
We're giving candidates an opportunity to make 10 minutes of opening remarks and a presentation, and then from there we'll have some questions. And then we'll have some time as chairs to deliberate.
Have you had any update from your election law attorneys on how you can remove the guards?
We are constantly talking to our attorneys, and, it's a very complicated, New York State election law is always very complicated. So whether, you're doing your routine, year in and year out nominations or substitutions down the road. So, this is obviously also in that category is fairly unprecedented, but impossible.
We've been hearing speculation that you might be a name that's in it. Can you definitively say if you're in it?
I am not interviewing for the job, so.
You said it's now nine candidates at this point, so is this kind of the final list that's just being dwindled down?
This is the list of people that have asked to come in that we've agreed to come in. We didn't consider first-time candidates or people that had kind of come from outside the political sphere, given the fact that this is a short window. So at this point, we are going to hear from these candidates, and then we'll make decisions on next steps after that.
Nine candidates that you mentioned, David Bellavia dropped out of the race today. Is there another candidate that isn't going to be here that's been popularly reported, whether it's one of the state senators, assemblymen?
Not to my knowledge. I mean, I was very surprised to get David sent me an email, his statement, pulling himself from the race. I listened to his commentary on your station. I understand the concerns of that this is a very complicated ballot access problem. I mean, the situation surrounding Congressman Collins has put the party in a very difficult position, which is certainly not one that any of us wants to find ourselves in. We'd much rather be working hard to win races up and down the ballot from statewide on down. But, we find ourselves here today screening candidates to hopefully replace Congressman Collins.
Does a candidate who is from Erie County have an advantage over the other candidates?
Well, listen, it goes to overall name awareness. I mean, the district, I know some people have tried to make hay of that or try to divide different party leaders on that topic. I mean, 13 of the 15 initial names were people that were from Erie County. Most of the districts of the state legislature other levels, parts of their district are from Erie County. So it is 44% of the district. It's overwhelming, in terms of its plurality within the eight counties. But that doesn't mean that anybody's been in or out because of that. We are listening to these candidates. Everybody that walks in the room today is going to be considered. Otherwise, we wouldn't be, holding this interview. This isn't for the cameras. Otherwise, we'd let you guys in.
Do you have any response to what David was saying on our radio station today about how, put party politics aside and pick the best individual candidate, not, a group of chairs?
This is how, I think his suggestion was the candidates themselves sit around a table. That's not allowed for in the election law. We're following the procedures to fill vacancies. I mean, it's all well and good to get on the radio and come up with, some folksy solution. That's just not the way the world works. We have to function within the law. This is what we're doing. This is stuff is prescribed to us in New York State election law and case law. So we're following the procedures that are put in place. This is not something, this is not a situation we are looking to be in right now. This has been thrust upon us, and it's it's probably not fair to the party leaders to have to go through all this. Very disruptive. I can't think of a more disruptive situation than the one we're in the middle of right now.
Nick, forgive me for showing up late after this whole.
I didn't call this press conference.
It just worked out that way, huh? After you guys do all the interviews,
Will you vote tonight?
No.
Any timetable?
No, I don't expect that we're going to come to any conclusions. This is going to be food for thought, and we're going to deliberate. We're going to discuss things. I think, you know, party leaders will probably go home and sleep on it. I mean, the list has to narrow at some point. You know, perhaps that's today. Perhaps that's down the road. But we have no next step laid out yet. This is the first step.
So you can't say when that vote will happen.
I don't know where that vote will happen.
Are you guys still shooting for the end of the week?
Well, I mean, in a perfect world, yes. I mean, but we're also working with council on that.
Coming even later. But, okay, if you can't come to a decision, if you guys all fall in love with somebody tonight, can that decision be made tonight if there's agreement between all eight, which I know is not the
I mean, the one thing for you guys to understand, I mean, a lot of the changes to the ballot just by New York State election law cannot take place until after the state primary, which is September 13th. So that is not a decision by us. It's, again, a decision by the election law, where certain changes can only take place at that point.
Are you able to provide any additional details on what council has told you in terms of how to move Mr. Collins off of the ballot? There have been rumors about Eden.
I have no further details to share at this point, other than we believe there are mechanisms in place where Congressman Collins, with his cooperation, can be taken off the ballot. Any other questions for you guys? All right, I got work to do, guys. See you soon.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.